Hi, my name is Vanessa Vallely and I'm founder and CEO of We Are Tech Women. It gives me great pleasure to introduce you to season 3 of She Talks Tech, the We Are Tech Women podcast. What a season we've got lined up for you. Over 20 episodes talking all things tech from the front to the back of the industry. We've created this podcast for you to keep you informed, to keep you insightful, and to keep you motivated in your tech career. I hope you enjoy it. Today we hear from the incredible multi-award-winning Dr. Rashada Harry. We are exceptionally pleased to have Rashada join us as she is one of our very own Tech Women 100 winners and Rising Star winners. During this session, Rashada discusses her rise as a woman in tech, working for multiple tech companies. She also touches on the importance of paying it forward and how we must all clear the path for the future generation of children that are interested in pursuing careers in STEM. Rashada shares her own career journey from working at Vodafone to AWS and how she founded the incredible social enterprise, Your Future, Your Ambition, which sees thousands of kids descend on the Emirates Stadium to learn about all aspects of STEM.
I work for a company called AWS. I'm an enterprise technologist and I work to advise some of our enterprise customers on their cloud technology journey. So I find out what their business goals are and I help to match that to the technology that we have to help them achieve their goals. It's not how I started my career. You may not know this, but I actually read law at university, always interested in law and how the findings and the workings of products work from a legal perspective. So that's really how I found my link into technology, actually, my interest in technology, law, and how the products came together. So I started my career on a really engaging sales and technology program at a company called Cisco a few years ago. And it's there that I really found the breadth and the insight into technology and the wonderful roles that you can have. And I've stayed in the technology industry ever since. So for me, I didn't plan my career. In fact, when I finished my master's in law, I honestly didn't want to look at another law book for a little while. I wanted to have a break and get some commercial acumen and some business experience. But when I joined the tech industry, I saw a lot of the transferable skills that applied for my knowledge in my legal studies. And actually, that's the real benefit about the technology industry is that there are so many interchangeable skills and the industry is really fast moving and fast paced. So there's always skills you're going to learn and develop. And because things are changing so dynamically, a lot of the things that you think might not be relevant are actually gold dust that you don't always find in the industry. So don't think that because you didn't study a computer science degree or you didn't come from a traditional technology background, that you can't have a wonderful career in tech, because I'm living proof of it. I think when I started out in my career, I was what would be considered an introvert. And one of the things that was quite difficult for me when I first entered the industry was finding my voice and speaking with authenticity. Not that I was inauthentic, but I just felt that my voice sometimes wasn't heard. And as a result of that, it dawned on me that maybe I wasn't saying the right things, or maybe what I was trying to add to the conversation wasn't of value. And so I then stopped speaking. So one of the challenges that I faced was that actually owning that, appreciating the perspective that I had, and to actually own my voice and own what I want to say. And I think that can happen at various times in your career. You know, it happened to me quite early on. It sometimes still happens now. You know, there's the imposter syndrome. You're the only person that looks like you in the room. Or so how do you bring your values and contribute in a way that people are not only listening to you, but also taking away the nuggets of inspiration that you have to give? And I think that takes time. And it takes a lot of motivation internally, but also with your tribe. One of the ways that I overcame that challenge was really not only just listening to what I thought about myself, but also hearing the perspectives of the people that really knew me and really know what my skill set is, where my weaknesses are, and tells me where I can improve in an authentic way. So it's not damaging to me, but it's helping to improve me. And now you can't shut me up. So I think the industry is fast paced in terms of the products, but what you don't often see is the people behind that who bring those innovations to life, bringing those diverse perspectives. I'm a Black woman. I'm also dyslexic. So I come with different perspectives to any conversation, but it's also important to see that reflected in the industry and in the organization that you're in and in the team that you're in. So what we can do is we can make sure that we are reaching out to the people that we know have the skills and who can develop the skills to really thrive in this industry. We can mentor them, we can sponsor them, we can be allies for them when they're not in the room. When we have senior positions and we're in positions of authority, we can make sure that those voices are heard. We can make sure they're invited to the conversation and that they're encouraged and supported when they're in those positions. You know, a lot of women tend to shy away from the industry because they think it's very male dominated. But I can tell you there's some amazing women in the tech industry doing some amazing stuff, and we just need to support them, but also support each other and make sure when you are at that position, you're using your hand to lift up another woman. One of the things that was really apparent to me when I first joined was that there were hardly any women, and certainly no one that looked like me. And when I joined Cisco, it was very evident to me that the organization just wasn't as representative of the people that I grew up with, people I went to school, college and university with. And, you know, there's some amazing talented people out there, but why are they not entering the industry? And it was really important at the time for us to really bring in and nurture and develop new talent. And so when the opportunity came for us to put on the event called Your Future Ambition, which was really to inspire the local people of Stratford, where the Olympics was being held, to showcase the technology that put on the London 2012 Olympics, we jumped at the chance. So myself, a colleague and the Black Employee Network there, we put on an event which showcased the technology, but also the people within these organisations from backgrounds that are representative of the local community. And I'm pleased to say that we have gone from strength to strength. In that first year, we invited 200 local young people from the age of 7 right up to the age of, I think, 21 at the time, to really meet those role models, find out about their careers, find out about their insights, what's driven them to get to the career paths that they've taken. And, you know, we were really fortunate enough at the time to have the then CEO of National Grid come along and give a keynote. And he was so inspired by the questions, the light bulb moments that came out from the young people in recognizing themselves in amazing organizations like a Cisco, like a Deloitte, like an EY. And he encouraged us to continue. And I'm pleased to say that we've held an event every year since. We now host over 1,000 young people who come along to our event. We work with loads of volunteers within the industry and role models who impart their advice to showcase, you know, not only what they can do in their future aspirations, but actually who's doing the roles. So we work as a team of volunteers who put this on annually. Obviously, like the pandemic last year, we had to move to a virtual event. But to be honest, it was one of our best years. We had over 1,700 young people join us from all over the world. We ran 70 sessions, all sharing and imparting advice about what a career in science, technology, engineering, the arts and maths can afford. So that's what Your Future, Your Ambition is about. So UK Black Tech, I'm one of the founding members, and we are a collective of individuals that came together. We either worked in the industry or affiliated to it or owned businesses in the technology industry. And our premise was to create the most diverse tech sector in the world. We wanted the UK to be at the forefront of diversity. So UK Black Tech is a consortium that really seeks to not only improve the diversity in the technology industry, but also showcase the innovators, the tech rock stars who are doing amazing things in the industry to help get UK to where it needs to be. We do that through transformation. We do it through workshops. We do sessions with organizations talking about their diversity strategy. We hold career workshops really tailored at the technology professional who wants to kind of increase their awareness of the technology industry and the roles that they can apply for. If you're coming into the technology industry and you're unsure about the skills that you have, and I'm here to tell you that every skill is needed in the technology industry. There are so many transferable skills. There's a resting home for your career, and you can afford yourself a wonderful career in tech, but you have to make sure you use your voice. You have to put yourself out there, network, meet people. And when you do get those great conversations and you do get that knowledge and insight, share it with someone else. To those who are already in the industry, you are a role model. Don't think that you're not. We are all role models. We all work incredibly hard and we all bring different skills and values to our roles and to our organizations. So, you know, why not share and impart your advice to someone else? You never know who you're going to be inspiring. So I would really encourage you to do that. If someone reaches out to you and asks a question, you know, please take the time to help them. If you can't answer it, point them in the right direction. I am on Twitter and I'm on Instagram. You can also find out more about Your Future Ambition at y4a.co.uk. Also, similarly, UK Black Tech is also on Twitter, Instagram, and it's ukblacktech.com. Find out if you've got any questions. I'm also on LinkedIn. Happy to help if I can.
Rashada, you are such an inspiration to us all. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of She Talks Tech. And a huge thank you to all of you for listening. I hope you are feeling inspired. If you want to find out more about Rashada, you can find her on Twitter or you can connect with her on LinkedIn.